Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 23, 1806. A contingency plan. The captains are concerned about Drewyer and his party, as they should have been back by now. In hopes of hiring some guides, they have gone to the Weeyip Prairie where the Chopunish Indians are having their big council. The captains devise a contingency plan, as they believe Drewyer and party have had no success. The surprise of the day is Drewyer, Shannon, and White House returning with Indian guides. Captain Lewis tells the story.
Apprehensive from Drewyer's delay that he had met with some difficulty in procuring a guide, and also that the two Indians who had promised to wait 2 nights for us would set out today, we thought it most advisable to dispatch Frazier and Wiser to them this morning, with a view, if possible, to detain them a day or two longer. Directed that in the event of their not being able to detain the Indians, that Sergeant Gass, R.N.J. Fields, and Wiser should accompany the Indians by whatever route they might take to Traveler's Rest, and blaze the trees well as they proceed, and wait at that place until our arrival with the party. The hunters, as usual, were dispatched early this morning. The does now having their fawns, the hunters can bleat them up, and in that manner kill them with more facility and ease. The Indians pursue the game so much on horseback in this neighborhood that it is very shy. Drewyer, Shannon, and White House returned. Drewyer brought with him 3 Indians who had consented to accompany us to the Falls of the Missouri for the compensation of 2 guns. One of these men is the brother of Cutnose, and the other 2 are the same who presented Captain Clark and myself with a horse on a former occasion at the Lodge of Broken Arm. These are all young men of good character and much respected by their nation. We directed the horses be brought near camp this evening and secured in such manner that they may be readily obtained in the morning, being determined to make an early start if possible. Coulter, one of the hunters, did not return this evening. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 23, 1806.
Some Nez Perce accounts of this episode identify one of the guides as the son of the Twisted Hair and another as the son of Hohotzilpilp. The arrival of the guides meant all contingency plans were canceled, much to the relief of the captains and the men. Everyone agreed that those plans would have been dangerous, time-consuming, and probably would have meant another winter away from home. Monday, retrieving the cash.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.